Just before we get to the game, thoughts on Tyler getting out there?
Yeah, I didn't know if the Jumbotron was on or what was going on, but that was a pretty good cheer to have him out there. And it's not hard to find at that size wearing orange. So it's good. It's been a long time for him more than anybody else, so it's good that he gets on the ice.
Any guesstimated timeline as to what you're looking at with him yet?
No. So, you know, we'll get through a real light day tomorrow, and we'll just start adding minutes to the point he can get to. And then after that, I mean, he's been off the ice for so very long, and it's not an injury that you can – I mean, they do their best to keep a guy right, but he's going to have to get pushed real hard on the ice for a little bit before he gets back in the lineup.
Moving forward for the game now, if you look at practice yesterday, this morning skate, guys seem like they're in a pretty good mood.
Yeah, you gotta find the right words for the tone, right? We're focused on the game and with a positive attitude toward it. So we did not like our last performance, so we can pout about it or make it better tonight here with the right kind of effort. So we just try to get the minds right and get back to feeling good, and sometimes you got to force yourself into that. Get talking on the ice, get moving, get snapping it around, and the next thing you know, you're feeling good about your game before you even play one. So that was the mentality of our last 2 days.
What's Sean Mathias brought since his return from the injury, Paul?
Well, I think Sean and Joel specifically, when they're on their game, that line plays it slightly different than everybody else, right? They've got some size to it. They're pretty, even though Joel and I guess Adam are young guys. They've been here a year and a half, so that makes them veteran guys. You know, they're pretty simple with their game, and they're effective. They're big men. They're strong men. Joel can hang on to that puck with motion. Those other two guys will go to the net. They play a meat and potatoes game, but that makes them different than our other two lines up top, and it makes them different than Patan's line. So texture is the right word, but it gives us a different look when they're on the ice. When they play that defined game, than they have, you know, prior to their injury on a volume basis, they were net positive in chances for at a higher level than any other line. So they play well defensively, they get their chances.
Paul, when you sweep through these Eastern games, Eastern Conference games, how much difference do you notice in the way the game is played and how your team plays against Eastern Conference?
Yeah, just start with the Eastern Conference in general. It's felt faster throughout their lineup. There are less of the heavy games that we've played. I think Washington's still got some guys that bang a little bit there. But for the most part, we still see more of the LA-type games, Anaheim-type games in the West more than you do in the East. So a little quicker, not quite as physical, even on hit numbers. It's tough for us to assess because the block up until game 34, we're missing so many guys, we don't even know what our team looks like. You know, we've had them back here for a short period of time, and so I can't give a great assessment of the way we play. We play differently, but against everybody in that stretch. We've played a fair number on the road in the East in that stretch as well, where we struggled a little bit. But overall, in general, the numbers would tell you we haven't played our best hockey here.
Seems some improvements on the power play of late. Is that a byproduct of more practice time, continuity with the units? How do you see that?
Both first personnel in the lineup, you know, it started to look slightly different the day Brian Little got back. We're winning more faceoffs in the offensive zone, so there's the first breakout is gone. And Matty Perreault and Nick Patan, two left-handed shots, which means we went a long time with Patrick Laine not in the spot he wanted to be in. He was in the spot, but it was running from the wrong side of the ice. So with all those lefties out of our lineup, we couldn't get it to work a different way. It had to be the way it was. Now the right hands are back in. We've got two units that we believe in equally can score goals. And then practice time has had a big impact on it. It's a part of the reasons we've gone on the ice even now, maybe more than I would, just to work on power play. And then the last big piece would be confidence, right? You start, even if it's at the end of a game in a 6-1 game, every time you score on a power play, it gets a little faster, gets a little bit better.
Confidence and continuity, maybe even more than continuity, would be a big part of that success, right? Knowing that things are working?
Everything happens faster with a confident team. You break the puck out faster, you move it faster, you skate faster. Those rules apply 5-on-4. You know, when you're not dusting it off four times to make the pass, it's over and off your stick. It changes their routes. You feel better about it. Even if you don't score, there's not an emotional cost to a power play. And even if you have a tough night, you've got enough in your memory bank over the last four or five games, you know it's good and you know you've got a chance to score.
How many injuries you've had in forward? How would you argue that maybe Myers may be the biggest one, given his role on this team, given how much many minutes he's played? How hard has it been to kind of adjust?
I think the thing that we missed the most was he was really, really playing well prior to his injury. So the five games before he went down, he was scoring. He was a plus player for us. He's a big minute guy. And we've got a different look, but it's a youthful look up front, and we have different kinds of lines. Having a defenseman in each pairing that can bring the puck up the ice makes a big, big difference. So if we're just looking at theory, if you're running Trouba and Enstrom at times behind Lowry's line, they're not going to generate quite as much. You need some of that back end for Scheif and Little's line to come from the back end. And Paul and Benny have done a real good job with that. They're just not the same kind of offensive player that Tyler is. You can't deliver it the same way. So we have missed him. We've missed him greatly.